Mr. Gleason, you have been part of this for quite some time as well. What out of everything that's going to happen means the most to you? What do you want to see happen first? What do you want to see? What's your pet part of this project?
I like the LED lighting that should be in that streetscaping every 100 feet and the sidewalks. I'm a sidewalk guy. I think sidewalks should be everywhere. I think that people should use them.
I'm going to agree with you there because I've walked it many times. And I said, you know, it would be nice if I wasn't walking the edge of the parking lot mm-hmm. here. Not that it bothers me so much because I've walked everything. But the one thing I notice is that as constructive as that bridge reconstruction was over the Toms, it still isn't pedestrian friendly to the point where you feel comfortable on either side of the river.
Right.
Walking through there. I mean, just
that's why the sidewalks are so important.
Yeah. Okay. And do we have a timeline on it? Where are we in terms of the process? You have a draft plan.
We have the draft plan for the redevelopment plan. The streetscape, what we have right now is although it's all encompassing, the RFP is going to go out, and I'm sure the engineers and all the professionals who are listening right now are writing it down, sending it to their secretaries. But right now we have the RFP going out soon. We expect the initiation of the streetscape in 166 to start early spring. As soon as it gets warm out, we're going. And it's going to be completed absolutely, at least with the sidewalks and everything else, by the end of next year, hopefully by the end of next summer.
Do they specify what kind of sidewalk it has to be? Do they get that minutiae? Do they get into that kind of minutiae, or is that your call?
We're gonna get to that. We're finishing the specs for that, but standard sidewalks.
It's got to be brick, and it's got to have this, and it's got to have these flowers and all of that. They don't get into that, right?
ADA compliance.
Right. I mean,
All right. I understand ADA compliance, but I just sometimes it just gets so obstreperous, you've got to have daffodils over there. But that's not what we're talking about. Yeah, they're gonna give you that much leverage, right?
We're hopeful that we have some leverage.
Yeah.
We expect it.
Yeah. We're talking tonight with members and soon-to-be members of the South Toms River Council and Mayor-elect Oscar Cradle, who's been very quiet over there. I'm going to get to you in a couple of minutes.
I did write.
Oh, he's taking notes. That means he's ready for the final. And, folks, we are in luck tonight because we are preceding Monmouth basketball, which means we get an extra few minutes. So, please, by all means, join the discussion. We're here until about 10 minutes to 7, and we welcome hearing from you. And we are going to continue this discussion right after this.
Mm-hmm. Now, back to Town Square tonight on WOBM AM 1160, 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and the focus tonight is on South Toms River, and we are speaking tonight with Mayor-elect Oscar Cradle, his fellow Councilman-elect Sanford Ross, also Councilman Greg Hanshaw and Bill Gleason, and the Borough Administrator, Joe Kostecki. They're all on board tonight, and if you are not familiar with this little borough with the big heart, you should be by the time we're done. And you should be anyway, because there's a lot going on there in case you never stopped. There's this gulf called the Toms River. And everything is in Ocean County is about north of the Toms or south of the Toms. It's like two different worlds. And I was never sure why that is, because it's not like the Hudson River where you got Manhattan on one side and, Weehawken on the other. So I've come to, I'm really the kid here in terms of in time duration compared to you fellows, but I've come to my own impressions about the town, the borough. I've biked through it all the time. It's part of my regular run, so I've gotten to know the neighborhoods pretty well, and I've gotten to know the streets pretty well, and a lot of the business people too. But I'm interested in how you perceive it. Because you've all been here different lengths of time, and it's kind of like the blind man and the elephant. It's everybody's got a different. It hits everybody a different way. So let's start with the historian, Mayor-elect Cradle. You're really the curator of the history of this borough. So give us your impressions. I especially would like to know about them because I want to know if they're going to look different to you in the job you're about to undertake.
One of I've been here as a kid. I came up as a kid from Virginia when I was 6 years old, and I grew up in Center Street. Still live on Center Street section, and it was recently through the encouragement of our county historian Pauline Miller that I got involved in the town that I grew up in. One of the primary places that I'm really involved in is Birdville. It sits on the corner of Center Street, Mill Street, and Flint Road, where they all join together. As a child, I played on that building and never realized what it was. And over the last 25 years, I've been researching not only Birdville, the two railroads that went through the mills, Simon Lake, who did many inventions on the submarine, and tested them right out here off of Mathis Plaza in South Toms River. Some say it was the Toms River side. I like to think it was the South Toms River side. And I've been learning more and more about the history, and I was surprised how many young people are interested in our history. And that history includes not only the buildings and different things that are there, but the people in our town. And being there for 61 years, I think it's one of the best places to live. The people are great. We're a small town, 1.2 square miles, a little over 3,600 people. And we work together. We always have. And I am elated, happy with the group of people that are going to be there next year. Because Sandy, Bill, myself, Ed, Tanya, we've been working in the community, in community groups, to draw our community closer together, letting them know about the history of our community and showing them by our actions what our community is about. And Greg came on board a few years back, and as was mentioned earlier, he did a wonderful job down there on Crab Road and by the marina cleaning up those boats. And Crab Road, of course, he had a lot of help doing it, but Greg spearheaded the efforts on that cleanup over there. And it goes over there. You look over there now, it looks a lot better than it did a couple years ago, mm-hmm. with the boats half sunken and the beach area full of garbage. And I look forward to next year. I look at my main object, my main thing I want to do is get us working together again as a town. The election's over. It doesn't make any difference what party you are. We all need to work together. And I believe we have a good group of people in our council to do that this year. This
no
coming
doubt about
year.
It. And that's no slight on your predecessors. I mean, no. It's the one thing that communicates to me from wherever I go in the town is that, you know, it's people like being there. No one's looking at it and saying, what a dump. They're there because they want to be there. They make the best of what they have there. Greg, you, now that he's mentioned that, you really work a large part of that cleanup project. Have you gotten everything done that you wanted to get done?
There's still some more that needs to be done. We just declared that whole area in need of rehabilitation. You know, it's gone to the Land Use Board and come back. The council approved it. My main concern was my first thoughts. I've been living in South Toms River for 25 years. I've lived in Toms River most of my life, but my first question was, doesn't the U.S. Navy know they lost a tugboat? And why has it been there since the 70s? And we started to make things happen. I asked our administrator, what do we have to do? We got to put it out for RFPs that gets estimates on getting that thing taken care of, and along with another derelict boat that just somehow nobody seemed to know who owned. And we were able to go through the proper procedures. Of course, you know, there was a lot of legalities involved in all of those, but our administrator really helped us out a lot. And in conjunction with, I had total support with the town council in this project. You know, my big concern was let's start cleaning up South Toms River and making it look presentable, and we're heading in the right direction with that, along with the $600,000 landscape grant that we just got for the, you know, the curbing, sidewalks, and eventually in the future we're going to have the bike path coming in. My concern was for our children, you know, for their future and our environment. That was a major cleanup issue for the Toms River, which leads to the bay and to the ocean. And a lot of the different environmental groups were very happy to see us taking steps, you know, that we're taking responsibilities for the welfare of our not only our own residents, but our neighbors as well.
South Toms River Councilman Gregory Hanshaw, one of the group that's with us tonight from the Little Borough. And I don't know if you even know this, but it was carved out of a piece of Berkeley Township and enacted in 1927. Fascinating piece of history about a fascinating place. My name is Tom Mongelli. It's Town Square tonight, and folks, we have a few bonus minutes tonight and right up to Monmouth basketball, so stay with us because we're going to continue the discussion right after this.